USA Radio News.
President Biden announced that he will be implementing a number of executive actions focused on combating climate change.
In the coming days, my administration will announce the executive actions we have developed to combat this emergency. We need to act. Just take a look around. Right now, 100 million Americans are under heat alert. 100 million Americans.
Biden's executive action comes after Senator Joe Manchin reportedly said that he will not support a package before midterm elections which includes any provisions on energy and climate, with his spokesperson stating that he wants to, quote, avoid taking steps that add fuel to the inflation fire, end quote. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
One U.S. Army Reserve soldier has died after a lightning strike at Fort Gordon in Georgia. A base spokesperson has confirmed 9 other soldiers were injured in the strike. As thunderstorms sweep through the area, the lightning hit Training Area 26.
Georgia's the 10th, ranks 10th in the 50 states as far as the number of lightning injuries and deaths.
About 150 miles east of Atlanta, Fort Gordon is home to 16,000 service members and their families. There's been some travel complaints.
Air travel complaints are triple what they were before the COVID pandemic. The Department of Transportation recorded over 2,400 complaints in May compared to just over 800 in May of 2019. Those complaints include cases of mishandled wheelchairs and bags, as well as flight cancellations and delays. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska, speaking before Congress Wednesday, is asking for more help against Russia via a translator.
Ladies and gentlemen, the American people and American families, the Congress and President Biden have already done a lot to help us to stand up to the enemy and protect millions of Ukrainians. We are grateful, really grateful, that the United States stands with us in this fight for our shared values of human life and independence.
From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Rudy Giuliani has been ordered to appear before a special grand jury in Georgia investigating former President Trump's behavior after losing the 2020 election. The notice filed by Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis, who is overseeing the special grand jury in Atlanta, indicates the former New York mayor has been ordered to appear on August 9th. Willis wrote that Giuliani failed to appear at a July 13th hearing in New York City, where he would have had the opportunity to contest the order to appear. The funeral for the late Ivana Trump, first wife of former President Donald Trump, was held on Wednesday in New York City. Ivana Trump died Thursday after suffering injuries sustained from a fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.